Joining me right now is Scott Williams. And Scott, thank you for joining us here today. We really appreciate you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Happy to be here.
Give me your position, if you don't mind, please, sir.
Sure. I'm the president and CEO here at Discovery Park of America.
So tell us about the Discovery Park of America, if you don't mind, please, for people who may not know.
Yeah, absolutely. So Discovery Park of America was first envisioned by Robert Kirkland, who founded the Kirkland retail chain. And he was very successful in life. And he was very successful at selling things wholesale, which meant that he had to do import-export, which meant he got to travel all over the world. And so he saw things. He even though he stayed in his rural community here in Union City, Tennessee, he got to travel all over the world. And so before he passed away, he was wanting to figure out what could he do to be able to leave a lasting legacy and contribute in a significant way to people of West Tennessee. And so he thought, I'm going to do a museum. And what came out of his first seed of an idea is Discovery Park of America, which is a 100,000 square foot museum and a 50 acre heritage park. It costs $100 million to build this thing, and he contributed that money. And he put an ad in the paper and said, I'm interested in building some kind of an education center. If you're interested in helping me, meet me at this certain hotel at this certain day and time. And boom, 250 people showed up that day. And since that time, volunteers have been very important to what we do. And there's just a passion amongst the people of this community for Discovery Park that makes it even more special than it would be otherwise.
What a great story that is. That's just fantastic. And how long has the park been in operation?
This is our sixth year. We see about 250,000 people a year, and they honestly come from Nashville, Memphis, Jackson, but as far away as St. Louis, and we've had people from all over the world visit. It's a pretty quick trip, and the funny thing about getting here to Discovery Park is there's about six ways you can get here from Memphis and Jackson and from that part of the state, but they're all, you know, anywhere from, you know, an hour and a half, hour and 45, 2 hours, so it's a really quick trip from that corner of Tennessee.
Yeah, it wouldn't be far from Jonesboro, Arkansas, probably, you know, to be able to get there, to check it out.
Very, very close to Jonesboro.
Yeah. So tell us about the numbers of people that the park can hold, if you don't mind, and how many you kind of average, you know, throughout the typical day.
Sure. So, you know, like most attractions and museums like we are, it changes throughout the year. So during the summertime, we'll have more, but typically we'll have about 2,500 people will be a busy day for us. The park will hold, and you know, Discovery Park is honestly a lot bigger than it needed to be to do what Mr. Kirkland wanted. It'll hold, we've never really reached capacity, but the estimate, you know, of the fire marshal who comes up with those kind of things is 30,000. So we're shooting for 15,000 as our maximum capacity in the park itself. And then for anyone who's never been here, throughout the Outdoor Heritage Park, there's a complete train. Mr. Kirkland he loved trains, so he said, I want a train. So they went and got a complete train. So there's a whole Liberty Hall with a reproduction of the Liberty Bell. There's a whole cabin village, like a settlement that people would find in the 1800s. And for each of those different places, we're going to limit it to half of what normally would be in there. So for the spaces that it's usually 30, we'll have somebody standing outside making sure that only 15 are going in, because we really do want to make sure people can visit and have a really healthy and safe experience.
So the one thing I was going to ask you about, I know that in the time of COVID-19, you're trying to open up a park back into operation that's been shut down. How do you go about doing something like that?
Yeah, you know, a couple different things I think we've done as a team. First of all, I think that's one of the most important is we have a team. So the everybody who is responsible here at Discovery Park, you know, who are managers or directors, they're all on the little task force we put together. And so we've been having Zoom meetings regularly scheduled twice a week. And then throughout the week, you know, we have them with each other to try to get the plan going. The second thing is we've been staying really tight with others in the museum business. So we've probably amongst us attended 100 different webinars on safely opening a museum or an attraction. We're members of the American Association for Museums, and they've been really great about providing a lot of information and plans for other museums' openings. And then we've been sharing our plans for opening with them. And then we're very, very tight with the economic task force that the governor of Tennessee put together. Mark Ezell, who was already the tourism commissioner. So in that capacity, we knew him very well and worked very closely. And so now that he's been heading up that task force, we've been staying very connected with them and with the recommendations that they make on how to open a business and what is safe and what phase you should open in. And so with all those people inputting, we've put together our plan and our safety guidelines. And then honestly, the third thing is we're going to be ready to be flexible. Once we open up and once we start to see how it works, how people are entering, you know, we've closed one whole side of our parking lot where we're going to make, you know, it looks like a queue line for Giants. You know, we're going to make sure there's lots of room for everyone to stay in their family group and to stay, you know, as you know, 6 foot or more away from other people, so that once they get into the park, then they'll be able to have whatever kind of experience they're looking for. Whether, you know, this is an interesting thing we're going to start doing. Discovery Park has two lakes connected by a meandering stream. And for 6 years since it's been open, no one's really been fishing that thing. So it is packed with all different types of fish. And so we're going to allow fishing for the first time. So people can come in, and if they want to spend their whole day just sitting on the bridge fishing, then we're going to allow that kind of experience. So we're going to have a lot of flexibility. If families want to get out on the lawn and play Frisbee, you know, we've got that availability. So anyway, I think that's the third thing, is just the flexibility to watch what happens and make changes accordingly.
Fantastic. And I know you've been working very, very hard on this plan. I know that it's taken a lot of time for you to be able to do that. But I know it also feels good for you to be able to have that plan, I know y'all are ready to get started and get opening up here pretty soon.
Yeah, we really are. You know, we are ultimately in the hospitality business, and most of the people that work in this business do so because they love people. And so we are all chomping at the bit to get this place open once again. And, you know, we've been making other changes to other shifts to our plans as we know that at least for the short term, we are going to be having to deal with this ongoing. And so, you know, we've been doing more with our outside maybe than we have before, and making it even more beautiful. I just signed off on even more flowers that we're going to use to pack the area with. So it really is, our goal is for it to be a breathtaking experience when people first arrive. And then the whole time they're here, our word of mouth is already off the charts positive. So we just want to make sure we keep that up, and that people, when they leave here, they tell all their friends, you've got to go to Discovery Park of America.
Exactly. And even if you've already been, you need to go back to be Absolutely. Able to check it out.
Yeah, we've got a number of new initiatives and new things going on. We've actually, and I love being outdoors, especially this time of the year. We have a new ag exhibit that's opening up the end of this year. But as part of that, we're going to have crops, you know, like row crops, like soybeans and cotton and corn. And we're going to have some areas that we're planting cover crops and shrubs and wildflowers that attract pollinators, like butterflies and bees. And all those things take a lot of time to grow. So we're planting those now. So we've been having a blast out in the dirt, planting all those things, so that by the time the exhibit opens, we will have at least had our feet wet, so that next spring, you know, we'll have a place overflowing with all kinds of growing things people can see.
That's fantastic. Tell me about how you all have been working with your employees and kind of training them to get ready for the opening.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, when this thing first started, you know, this was a shock for everybody. Nobody really knew. There wasn't really a game plan you could go to. So, you know, a couple things that your listeners might find interesting. You know, we have a lot of staff that we wanted to continue working, and we wanted them to continue to have a job to put food on the table. So we tried to come up with things they could do from home. So people who maybe were, you know, working as a nurse, we've always had a nurse on duty, and we'll continue that. Or people who were a docent, or, you know, who worked in housekeeping, if they had computers and internet access, then they started working, helping us beef up our media list. Some of them are some of our docents were writers, so they started working on blogs that we could post in the future. We had several topics that needed researching, and so folks who maybe that's not what they did in the past, suddenly they became researchers. So it was amazing to see everybody on, you know, as part of the team jump in and start doing things that they had never done before. And then we started for, you know, really frequent communication. So several times a week, sometimes, you know, every day we would communicate with our staff. And now that made it even more easy as we started getting ready to implement these new safety guidelines. You know, we've been communicating that with folks online, and we just had 2 days of training here where everybody sat 6 feet apart from each other and wore masks. And we started to outline, you know, the different things that they're going to be doing that are different as they drive in. In the past, they would just drive in and go park and come in. Now they have to stop, and a nurse asks them questions, you know, that they have to answer every day, and they have to have their temperature taken. They have to wear gloves if they're working in areas that you know, where people have been touching, and we're requiring them to wear masks. They can wear colorful masks like you've been seeing everywhere, or have to wear masks like this one, which I wear when I go out. Sure. And so it's going to be a different way to run a hospitality business, because, you know, when you're hiring people, you hire the smile and teach the skill. Now you're not going to be able to see the smile too much.
You can draw it on. You could do that if you wanted to.
You can draw it on. And as we've been telling everybody, you can smile with your eyes. You know, you can tell when someone's smiling at you. So everyone's been practicing that. And, you know, the team here is really remarkable how quickly they're embracing, you know, the changes. They want to stay safe themselves, obviously, and they want to keep our visitors safe. So, you know, I think all across America, that's what's happening as businesses are ramping back up. People are taking this seriously, and people are wanting to follow the rules and try to get the country back moving again safely and securely as possible.
Scott, do you have a few more minutes? Could I ask you a couple more questions? I don't know what your time is, and I want to be
respectful. I got nowhere to be.
Okay, so let's talk about the hours of the park. Are they going to be the same? Do they have to be adjusted? How is that going to work? And tell us about what your hours are.
Sure. You know what? We're going to start off opening the outside only, and we're going to open at 10 a.m. and we're going to stay open until 6 p.m. We're going to close on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for deep cleaning, where we're really going to clean very deeply. We've doubled our number of housekeeping staff, so we'll have more people throughout the day cleaning, but then at night and on those 2 days, we'll clean even more. And then currently, the plan is for June 26th for us to open the actual museum up to the public. And we'll open that slowly as well, and manage how many people are in each gallery. And we'll continue those hours. But the one thing that, you know, I've learned through all this is that, you know, we're having a lot of flexibility. And so we're going to watch what's going on in the community, and we're going to open or close or change hours accordingly. I would love nothing more, you know, than for this to all work very smoothly and for us to be open 7 days a week, which is what we originally planned. So we shall see, but currently, it's Tuesdays and Wednesdays will be closed, and 10 to 6.
Okay. So when the public, and when your members and also the public do come to the park, what do they need to know, if you don't mind, please? Information about it.
Sure. Yeah. They need to go to the North Gate. The North Gate hasn't been used. I've only been working at Discovery Park for a year and a half, and we've never used the North Gate while I've been here. So we've dusted that off, and that allows people to be able to park and go through a giant space, you know, that's wide open, that puts them right out into the park. So the North Gate is going to become the most important spot for the next little while. And then, you know what? Bring your fishing pole. That's going to be, I'm not a fisherman, and so I'm excited. I'm actually going to go buy one this weekend so I can test the waters, literally, and see what I can catch. Because when you're up in the restaurant, we have a restaurant, and you can look down, and I see gigantic fish to me swimming in the water. And so, you know, I know even an amateur like me ought to be able to catch something. So bring your pole.
That is so cool. That's going to be awesome. How do you plan to be able to try to keep guests with that social distancing, be able to keep them 6 feet apart? Obviously, with family groups, they're going to be together. But, you know, if you know what I'm trying to ask, how do you plan to be able to do that?
Yeah, so, you know, first of all, I think information is really what's important. So, you know, we're going to be educating guests when they arrive with signage. We're going to have somebody there reminding them. While supplies last, we're going to be giving away masks for our guests. And then we're going to have reminders throughout the park on how far apart you need to stay from each other. And for the most part, my experience has been everywhere I've been going, people have been on their own maintaining a distance from each other. And, you know, we've been for the last few weeks, many of us have been back here at work and in the office, and it's been pretty interesting how we just stay 6 feet apart from each other as a rule. And so I anticipate it will be the same way when people visit. I think most people are wanting the country to get started again. And so I think they'll be respectful of that.
So I know you elaborated a little bit on this earlier about what parts of the park will be open, what sections might be closed, and that I know you may have alluded to that a little bit, but can you go over that again if you don't mind, please?
Yeah, sure. The part of the park that's going to be closed will be the Children's Discovery Garden. That's an area that's pretty much a playground. And as long as playgrounds are being advised to be closed by the government, we'll have that closed. But then the areas that are open, you know, we have Liberty Hall that will be open. We have a firehouse that'll be open. We have an ag center with a huge collection of vintage tractors. They just finished planting sunflowers, so in a big field that we have here that you can explore. We have Mill Ridge, which has a working grist mill, and just a lot of areas like that. We have one of my favorite places is the Japanese Garden that has a koi pond. And because it's behind a wall, it really is like when you walk in that place, it's amazing how much different it is from the rest of the area. We have a European gardens with plantings that, you know, are that you would see, you know, if you were on a trip to Europe. We have a church that is 150 years old that was taken apart nearby and brought and put back into place as though it were 150 years ago. It's absolutely beautiful. And then we have the train that I mentioned a while ago with a train depot, which is actually my favorite place to visit. It's a train from the 1960s, and it's as though the people just stepped out. You can, you know, we have a lot of audio, cool audio visual, and you can hear the train whistles, and you can hear the hustle and bustle of the people, and you can almost imagine that you are yourself taking a train trip back in the 60s.
That is fantastic. And I know you've been working very hard on this. You say you've been working with several different groups on this. How's it been like working with the state of Tennessee, maybe with their health department and all that, you know, as y'all been working on getting the park open?
Yeah, it's been a great resource to have, to be able to take what they've called the Tennessee Pledge, and it lists out what I as a business person am committing to do. I'm pledging to follow these certain guidelines and rules. And it's been very helpful because I know they have a big team that is paying attention to best practices, and they're connected with other states. And so I know I'm getting really good, solid information, and I'm paying attention to that and applying that is one thing. And then secondly, it's been really helpful to have someone else that I can depend on to have meetings and to commiserate with on what we're all going through. So it's been a really, that whole group has been a really helpful asset to us. Being in tourism, the Tennessee State Tourism team is top notch and such an asset to us as a state, but then also to me as an individual. It's just really been helpful to have them to work with.
Fantastic. So this is about to open up. So kind of give us the information, if you don't mind, please, about when everything's gonna open back. So I know it'll be here really quick.
Absolutely. So March 30th and 31st will be open for members. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. So it'll be
a member. May? I think you said March.
Yes, sorry, May. I keep doing that. It's about the 50th time today I've done that. So May 30th and 31st open for members, and then June 1st we'll open for the general public. But then we'll be closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and we'll be open 10 to 6. So also worth noting, there's a hotel that's brand new, two hotels actually that are brand new that are right next door to Discovery Park. And I was just talking to them today about all the things they're doing to keep their hotel clean. So if somebody's looking for a quick overnight trip, this is the perfect place to come and spend the night over there and spend 2 days here with us at Discovery Park.
And it's a great time of year to be able to do that too. Everybody's ready to get out of the house and do something, you know?
Absolutely. And it's beautiful. This is a beautiful time of the year to be here.
Very good. Scott Williams, thank you so very much for your time. Before I let you run, anything else you would like to add, please, that we didn't get a chance to mention?
No, I just hope that everybody, as we all get back into our lives, I hope everybody continues to remain safe and follow the guidelines, and let's get the country back up and running again.